Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. President-elect Barack Obama is expected today to roll out his economic vision that will require congressional cooperation even before he settles into his new desk in the White House's Oval Office. Obama will introduce his new economic leadership team this morning, a key step toward enacting a huge new economic recovery plan that aims to save or create 2.5 million jobs over the next 2 years. The plan is likely to far exceed the $175 billion Obama proposed during the campaign. It would include an infusion of money for infrastructure projects, new environmental technologies, and tax cuts for low and middle income taxpayers. And it will not call for tax hikes, according to published reports, for the wealthy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8,323 is up 276 points. The NASDAQ 1437 up 52 and a third. And the S&P 500 at 830, almost now 831, up 30.79.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Are you on the go and want to know how the markets opened or closed? AM 580 Agriculture has a solution with our new Market Analyst Portal. Dial 217-333-3434 to get prices and commodity analysis from the opening and closing bells. We'll update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., giving you market analysis to make smart marketing decisions. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5:33 and make that 5:41.5, up 8 on the open. March, 5:56, up 7.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:12, up 13 on the open. March, 5:25, up 7. May, 5:64.5, up 23.75. December, 6:15, up 26.75 on the open. December corn opened at 3:47.5, up 9 on the open. March, 3:62, up 7.75. May, 3:76, up 10.5. July, 3:86.5, up 10.25. December, 4:11.5, up 10.75 on the open. January beans opened at 8:56, up 18 on the open. March, 8:69, up 21.75. May, 8:78, up 22.25. July, 8:86, up 22.25. August, 8:86, up 20.25. November of 2009, 8:82, up 27.75 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 2:55, up 5.10 on the open. January, 2:55.50, up $5. December soybean oil opened at 31.90, up 1.20 on the open. January, 32.05, and it is up 99. CME livestock, December live cattle opened at 86.50, up 60 on the open. January feeders, 89.90, up 50. December lean hogs, 57.10, up 22.5. And February pork bellies, 91.25, up 95 on the open. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, renewed optimism all around. The market responding positively to quite a bit of news that we've had in the marketplace over the last several sessions. regarding bailout of Citigroup, as well as Barack Obama announcing his economic team later this morning.
Yeah, quite a bit of positive news, and it's nice to see the market go up for a change. That's something new, too, so we'll see if we can continue to build on these gains. But naturally, if you look at the screen, crude oil up $3.60 a barrel, gold up $31 an ounce, silver up a dollar, the dollar index down 200 points, the Dow up over 250 is quite encouraging from an investor's point of view, and it's given the market some confidence. But I think there's several other things to look at, too. Expiration over the weekend. We feel that we saw the option writers get out of the market there on Friday ahead of this, and that created the downdraft. But, too, we're seeing some option buyers come in that were exercised on. If you look back, we had over 230,000 put options that were in the money there last week. And the reason being is we had the corn market, you know, it was about $4.50 off the high. So there's a large volume that puts that were in the money. If you exercise that, you were short in the market, and you're probably buying those back today. So we feel that's creating quite a bit of buying interest in the corn and wheat especially. When you look at historics for this week, just about every study you look at, the market is up about 70% of the time on Wednesday and on Friday, so that's been well publicized. So we've got a lot of optimism taking place here. We just need to make sure we can hold these gains through the day, Dave.
Yeah, we've seen this optimism before on other kinds of news on the outside markets. Is it going to stick this time, do you think?
We feel it will. You know, to what degree, we're going to find out. But the market's been incredibly beat up and oversold. We're getting some divergent signals on the momentum indicators. To rally corn back to $7-$8 and beans back to 16 is not going to happen.
No.
But we should see some recovery here. The key is to see what part of the daily trading range we finish at 115 today.
Do you think we see 450 corn and I don't know, 1095 beans by the end of the year?
Well, the way this market is reacting and trading, just about anything's possible. I wouldn't rule it out. We could get into a situation where we regain the investors' confidence, but we're going to have to see the commodity funds come back into the marketplace. We're going to have to see a bailout or a rescue passage on some of these ethanol plants come in to give them some confidence. There's several things we're going to see corn move much above $4 and these beans much above $10.
Do you think a rescue plan is going to be needed for bailing out ethanol producers? It seems like the Verison bankruptcy really has producers spooked.
It does. I feel bad for those guys who had agreement to sell $7 corn to them, and all of a sudden that's probably not going to happen. But most ethanol plants, you know, took it on the chin, but they did the you know, correct thing by hedging, buying corn, and selling the product at the same time. This last bankruptcy, it sounds like they did one side of the equation and not the other. I don't know all the details, but they were in a heck of a mess, and it's going to hurt the producers quite a bit. And that's going to put the fear of God into people selling to ethanol plants or elevators or feeders, or just a lot of uncertainty there whether that buyer is going to come through with the financing or not.
Seems like the word indemnity has become a very more important word than it was just 6 months ago.
Well, we've had a lot of interest, you know, especially here at Bates Commodities, from producers doing a good old-fashioned hedge. You know, that way you know where you are as far as the credibility. You've got some staying power here as far as your marketing goes.
Anything else to add today?
Well, like I said, it's nice to see some up markets. It's a huge day, and it's going to be very important to close in the upper third of the trading range. You know, if we can achieve that task today, we ought to be in line with the good old-fashioned Thanksgiving rally.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
That's Kurt Kimmel. He is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, December week in Kansas City, now at 566, up 32.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat at 531, up 32. May is at 577.5, up 45.75. December corn, 355.5, up 17. March, 372, up 17.75. May, 383, up 17.5. July, 394, up 17.75. January beans, 876, up 36. March, 882, up 34.75. May, 892, up 36.25. July, $9.25, up 36.5. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at willag.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.